Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquentonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and a long, long walk but a short flight on the Millennium Falcon up to Charleston, South Carolina. He is Dr. Troy Hall, Chief Operating Officer at South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Hey, buddy, how's it going?
Hey, it is going great, and I am so excited that you have brought individuals onto our show today who have totally maximized and blown the IQ out of the roof. And you've also introduced us to another concept of three rivers. Because, you know, I mean, you and I, we would have thought three rivers just as it was Pittsburgh. But now we're going to hear about another three rivers. So, again, expanding the IQ on the
That's what we do. And by the way, the name of the show is The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand – Three Rivers Federal Credit Union, South Carolina Federal Credit Union, XDI Incorporated. If your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? We ask that question because it's a great question. And don't forget our sponsor, XDI, xraydeltaindia.com. Just check out the website. They've got all the most up-to-date information right now about join the fun at the XDI 2016 Credit Union Chili Challenge. Look, a lot of times you go to a conference, you eat the rubber chicken dinner, you get put to sleep by PowerPoint, and you come home with an expense report to fill out. You go to the XDI Chili Challenge, you get to do a lot of the same things. Network with credit union professionals from all over the country. Have a great time. Eat some great chili, and if you're good enough to cook the best chili, you can bring home a check for $10,000 for the charity of your choice back home, which is better than an expense report. That's right, folks. Today we're talking to Three Rivers Federal Credit Union. Check out their website, too, by the way. Beautiful website. I did the iPad, the iPhone, and my big screen test. It looks gorgeous in all three aspects. The Three Rivers Federal Credit Union was recognized this week as the first ever Athena Organizational Leadership Award recipient at Wednesday's 11th Annual Athena Awards Program and Luncheon. It was hosted by the Greater Fort Wayne Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to talk to Melissa Shaw. She is the Marketing Communication Manager, and Leslie Ann, L.A. Herrance. She's the Chief Culture Officer from Three Rivers Federal Credit Union. Troy, we love talking to folks that are doing great things at credit unions, but I love that Chief Culture Officer. A lot of credit unions don't have a culture, and this one has a great one, so I know you're looking forward to it.
Yes, I am. And actually, I guess the reality is that every place has a culture, just that you don't want to work in every place that has a culture. So it's really good to – yeah, and so I'm really anxious to – I'm excited about hearing what L.A. has to say regarding the chief culture and, of course, Melissa's contributions, you know, in, from a marketing perspective as well, too. So both of those topics will be really hot for us today, and that'll be great.
Speaking of hot, we're going to do it all right after this.
Man, when I'm listening to The Power of Performance, I just can't decide who's hotter, Jason or Troy.
Well, you can't tell. And we are so happy to welcome to this show, her name is Melissa Shaw and L.A. Herrance. How are you ladies doing this morning?
Very good. Thank you for having
us. It is so great to have you all on the show. Yeah. We want to start first by asking y'all a little bit about your careers. So starting with Melissa, tell us a bit about your career with credit unions.
Sure. I've been with Three Rivers for about 4 years. Actually, my background is in broadcast sales and nonprofit marketing. I actually worked at a TV station before coming to Three Rivers for 10 years. But in 2012, our leadership made the bold and daring move to create a fully functional in-house marketing agency, believing that no one can tell your brand story better than you, right? Mm-hmm. So I was hired to join that movement, and in my current role, I manage the media, public relations, and community engagement for the credit union.
Awesome. And L.A., tell us about you and your career with credit unions.
Sure. I have been with Three Rivers for just about 9 years now. I think anybody that knows me is aware that I am pretty much a self-proclaimed people geek, and I love everything about developing options and things that will make doing the actual work easier. I actually started at the corporate headquarters for Cummins Engine Company right out of college as a technical writer that was supposed to be translating engineer language into layman's terms, and got the luxury of being able to travel all over doing video-based learning. And then I was originally recruited here at Three Rivers to create an organizational development program because they were ready to shift to almost a newer advanced manager coaching and began a focus on longer-term development. And it was funny because I had zero experience in the financial industry prior to that, so they really took a chance on me when they brought someone in that didn't have that background or a prior experience within HR. And I started out as the Vice President of Human Resource Development, and then I was promoted to Chief Culture Officer in 2013. It's kind of ironic that I'm at a credit union for anyone who knows how much I struggle with my own math skills.
That's pretty good. Well, you know, you guys certainly are a great fit for us because, you know, broadcasting, marketing, people-oriented, and we're both a couple of geeks. So basically we're fitting right in, you know. This is perfect. But one of the things that was very interesting, Jason kicked this off in the beginning of the show, was talking about the Athena Award. And so we want to know a little bit more about it. Like, tell us a little bit about the award and, you know, maybe how you celebrate or how you were selected. You know, just something about the process. Melissa, can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I bet you were probably involved in submitting some applications for that.
I was, certainly. And I'd love to give you a little bit of background about Athena. Athena International was founded in 1982, and its mission is to honor, develop, and support women leaders, to inspire women leaders to reach their full leadership potential, and to create a balance of power worldwide. And every year, Greater Fort Wayne recognizes two women with an Athena Leadership Award, and they also give an Athena Young Professional Award. This year they did something a little different. This was the first year that they also added an Athena Organizational Leadership Award. And what they were looking for from an organization was to recognize an organization within the community that creates an organizational culture that encourages women employees to achieve their full leadership potential and give back to the larger community. Well, we thought we fit that pretty well, and with our culture and who we are in the community. So in March, we did a submit a nomination, and the ceremony was this week, and there was a panel who judged the nominations. There were 15 other, some of the finest organizations in our region, ranging from small service-based nonprofits, colleges, and the largest hospital employer in the region. And it was really wonderful in the room because we had partnered with so many of the organizations, either through volunteerism, board service, or financial support. We were so humbled and surprised when we were selected. We don't do this sort of thing for the kudos, but the Athena model, the leadership model, really does embody who we are. We're an employer of choice. We love to walk the talk. And I think that I can speak for my other 269 team members when I say I'm so proud to work here and proud of the culture we have created.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And that is, I mean, it's really wonderful when you kind of build that into the aspect of, you know, what you do. Like when the culture becomes the fiber of the organization, and I think of culture very much like you would clothing or your skin. And it's like you want it to be a part of you. You want it to be so integrated with you that when it's missing, it becomes obvious. But when it's present, it just becomes a part of the natural flow and the natural conversation, the natural integration of life itself. And so you have been able to accomplish that, or at least communicate that, for the Athena Award. So, you know, so tell me a little bit now, from a cultural standpoint, how does this, how does this now, does this create an extra special focus for you within the community now that you have this award, or is it just going to continue to be part of the skin or the clothing or what you're doing? So LA, how does that work for you?
Well, and I would even say beyond it being like clothing on, I think your culture is almost like the water that you put inside your body. It's either going to help purify you or it's going to toxify you. And we hope we're on the path that has been a purification and, you know, sustained you in different ways. I think the community has always been a part of our culture anyway. Our team members live here, so they're absolutely vested in caring about what goes on in the areas in which they live. Credit unions were actually my first experience with the people helping people movement, and I was in awe of that mindset to be within a corporation. Melissa was instrumental in working with our CEO, Don Cates, to create a day of sharing so that our entire workforce could give back on President's Day. So, for example, the past 2 years, we have been closed to the membership because of the holiday, and over 170 team members volunteered at 20 different nonprofit agencies that day, doing everything
wow.
from cleaning out kennels and cages at animal shelters to unloading shelves at a local food bank. And, of course, you know, we're very proud to have a team that wants to give back, but this truly fits our culture because it's a way for Three Rivers to give Team 3, which is what we call our internal workforce, the opportunity to see where there is a need in the community. And hopefully that will spark that philanthropic impact that will create lifelong volunteers. We also have a very we are pretty non-traditional in our approach in a lot of things. And we have a CEO who supports pushing those boundaries. For example, next week we're doing our Take Our Kids to Work Day to showcase not only our team's unique talents with their own kids, but also to provide some early career advice for them. We are heavily involved in the Pass the Torch organization for mentoring to provide our team with additional peer network to help advance their own skills. We have external coaches like Tony Minardi or Dr. Linda Behrens and Peter Stark on standby to provide that external expertise on authentic leadership in team dynamics. I think our culture truthfully honors a work-life balance, and I truly believe that the way that you take care of your team sets the tone for the interactions that they're going to have with your membership. We offer things that enable the team to think beyond their current to-do list. When we can do things like that and go beyond the scope of just what has to get done, everyone wins. So we focus a lot of our internal development on coping with the unknown so that when there is a fraud incident or something changes in the world of our members, we can respond accordingly. We do things like we provide Wednesday night learning sessions outside of work. We have an entire series of workshops on stress busters and finding your own voice. We incorporate emotional intelligence training into our coaching program. And we also take an entire day each year on Veterans Day that is an all-employee team development so that we are able to shut down without negatively impacting our membership, but it's a core day for people to learn new concepts and try out new skills. You just can't do stuff like that if you don't have a team that embodies the trust, engagement, and commitment that we feel our Team 3 does every day.
Wow, I love that. Going back to the Athena Award, Melissa, you know, Dr. Troy and I have done this show. We're in our seventh year of broadcasting. We've only done one show that was an hour-long show, and it was called Girl Power. It was all about empowering women within the credit union marketplace. It sounds like that is a big focus of y'all's. Tell us how empowering women benefits the credit union in the short and long term.
Sure. You know, empowering everyone on our team is definitely the heart of our culture, and equality is a given here. Actually, 67% of our workforce is female, with 59% of those representing our specialized workforce. We have partnerships and with organizations such as the Women's Mentoring Network to give our women an outlet to build mentoring relationships with other professionals and leaders outside of the credit union. Our female workforce represents so many leadership positions on many nonprofit boards and organizations around the community. That's one thing I really, really love about Three Rivers is that we're encouraged to serve the community in ways outside of the credit union through board service and volunteerism. But it's absolutely imperative to what we do, and developing everybody is so important.
Yeah, I think that's an important aspect in taking a look at it it's about the empowerment of everyone. And so for folks, don't get confused. It's not as though you are singularly focused on the empowerment of women. It's just a piece that's a part of what you're doing that actually adds to the flavor of everything else. Would that be a fair way to say it?
Exactly. I think that when you don't have to make a gender distinction, you really know you have the culture that you want. It's a given that there's an equality of what we do. We don't focus on gender-specific initiatives because we think anyone has been slighted. I think within the community, it showcases that this can be done by bringing attention to it, not because there's a deficit, but just because it's going to propel people to the next level by making sure that it is entrenched going forward.
Yeah, that's good.
Very good. Very, very cool.
So with that, and then let me just follow up with this and then say, okay, so talk a little bit then more about the culture, LA, a little bit, since you're like the brand gatekeeper, but in this case, you're the culture gatekeeper. So tell us about that culture and why it, you know, how does a culture fit with the brand, so to speak? And I think more of that then will come out and you'll be able to tell us then more like, well, it's a great place to work. I mean, you've talked about that a little bit before, but how does it fit in now with the brand? How does this culture and brand go together?
Well, I think one of the things that we started out with was that living the brand is a theme that we have for everyone, and you can't make your brand just about logos or what things are going on there. If you don't infuse that with your people and your process and technology, it is just going to be a logo or it's just going to be something like that. Our marketing department has done a phenomenal job of really infusing that brand into everything else we do. So I think one of the ways that we combine that culture is in December, we won Peter Baron Stark's Best of the Best Award for our commitment to culture and employees. One of the things that stuck out for us was in that all-employee opinion survey, 98% of our team said that they would recommend Three Rivers as a great place to work. You know, 95% that they said that they trusted the leadership team to make the decisions that were in the best interest of Three Rivers. And you had over 96% say that they trusted their immediate supervisor and felt like they were vested in their long-term success. We know other organizations would absolutely kill for those results. And we did it by infusing culture into every aspect of our role. I truthfully believe our team members have a voice. They have a say, and they believe in this brand. We're not pushing quotas on people. We're not pushing numbers on things. People are proud to say that they work here, and it comes up in a natural conversation of relationships. So that has made a difference when they don't have quotas attached to them. I think it's a great place to work because we are pretty non-traditional in our approach. I also have tremendous respect for my peers on the leadership team. It's pretty amazing to feel like you come to work and you're surrounded by people who have your back and would take a bullet for you if necessary. And this leadership team has weathered some extreme lows and some tremendous highs, so that the bonds that have been formed do impact, I think, the tone that is set for the rest of the organization by our collective actions. I think lead team views their role as that the team comes first and our individual business units come second. I think that mindset that it's about the collective organization first and the individual resource centers or business units second, that eliminates, I think, a lot of the politics or territorial battles that might exist in other organizations.
And Jason, I have a follow-up before
go ahead.
I want to ask you, how do you espouse your brand? How do you speak it into existence within your organization and the culture? Like if you could just sum it up in a few very quick words, what is it?
Our brand is to live out our mission, and our mission is very simple, helping people understand money matters every day. If we are helping our membership get to a better place in their financial position to help their dreams come true, to help them think about that next big step, whether it's retirement, whether it's college. If we are doing right by the membership, we are living the brand.
Awesome. Awesome.
Great.
Hey,
thank
folks,
you
got to check out their website. Like I said, you don't have to go to 65,000 different conferences every year. You can actually just copy what other credit unions are doing and doing very well. I just think it's great that I saw that Athena Award on LinkedIn. I got together with Melissa on the phone yesterday, so she had less than 24 hours to get ready for the show, which honestly, Melissa, is a lot of time. We've had guests guest that we've contacted an hour before the show. But it's been really interesting listening to y'all talk about this amazing brand that is Three Rivers. We always like to end the interview with just some fun questions. And so I want to start with you, Melissa. When you're not at work, what kind of things do you enjoy doing?
Well, my greatest passion is chasing around my 2 and 4 year olds. They keep me really, really busy. But outside of that, my husband and I and my whole family are very, very engaged in the performing arts community. We both have our bachelor's degree in music, and he's a choir director. I'm a show choir wife, and I work on costume design and just all sorts of things in the fine and performing arts. I also serve on the board of the Fort Wayne Ballet, which I'm very passionate about.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've had a ballerina on the show. We've had a musical director for a Broadway performance on this show. That's why it's called The Power of Performance. We believe that there is tremendous similarities between putting on a great dramatic and musical performance and putting on a great financial performance, because you guys are putting on a live performance right now. I mean, Three Rivers is open. South Carolina Federal Credit Union is open. You guys are putting on a live performance right now. And so that is something we talk about on this show all the time.
And Melissa, I didn't realize that you're also here on the show with two divas. So, I mean, you know,
yes.
Here we are now, you know. So it's like, so now it's a trifecta. So, L.A., if you're part of the Diva Network, it's, you know, tell us about your fun stuff that you like to do.
Well, I'm not used to being upstaged in the Diva Arena, so I'm out of my league right now, I think. No, what the amazing part about Melissa, too, is when she's not out there working for Three Rivers, it's very common to see her on various stages and performances throughout our community, which is an amazing talent as well. I am also a show choir mom. I've got an amazing 18-year-old daughter ready to go off to college, and an absolutely amazing 14-year-old son, and a husband of 20 years. So in our spare time, if we're not chasing after the kids as they get older, you still do that. I like gardening or escaping to the mountains of Colorado. That's kind of one of my favorite pastimes as well.
Awesome.
Very cool. Well, listen, we can't thank you guys enough for taking some time out. I encourage everybody, find them on LinkedIn, find them online. Just Google Three Rivers Federal Credit Union. You'll find them right away. And look at all the great stuff they're doing. The Athena Award was a bit of a culmination of lots and lots of great things they've been doing for years. And it really sounds like your brand is in great and tremendous and capable hands, both from a leadership level, from a strategic level, and a tactical level. And on behalf of Dr. Troy and myself, we want to thank you so very, very much for taking some time out of your day to join us. Thank you so very kindly.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We are so proud of our culture, so proud to talk about what we were doing, and really, really appreciate this opportunity this afternoon. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're always welcome on this
show.
Thank you, ladies. Really
great day.
Really
thank
great.
You.
And Dr. Troy and I will wrap it up right after this. I don't know that I've ever been referred to as a diva. I've been called a lot of other things, to be sure, no doubt
about
that.
Well, and I do have to tell you how appropriate for you to play Dancing Queen right after, you know, we have all of that little, you know, drama sort of discussion. You know, I think that was pretty good. But maybe I was thinking after I said, you know, maybe we should be divans, because maybe that's what the guy term should be.
Yeah, I didn't know Devo. Like, it was Diva and Devo. I wasn't sure exactly, but I think
it was
Devo.
Sure. So maybe we should coin a new word, and we'll be divans.
Awesome. So I've always wanted credit for inventing a word.
Yeah.
But hey, first thoughts. What were your thoughts on that interview?
Oh, I love the energy, the passion, you know, bringing the information together. And one of the, you know, I mean, there were so many really great things to be said about it. But what I really gleaned from it And this is an important aspect because sometimes people will hear like one aspect and they'll say, oh, well, this particular organization is just about supporting this group or just that group. And in other words, they all of a sudden get a label that they're just here. But if you listen closely, somewhere in the middle of it, what we really got was the heart of the whole program, and that is when gender egalitarianism becomes the way we think, meaning that it's equal participation, distribution, then no longer will you have to label it. No longer will you have to look for moments to celebrate it, because what you will be then celebrating and appreciating will be the aspects of life free from those particular labels, specifically the ones that are applied through the gender discussion in business.
Well, I got tons of quote keepers, as you can imagine. As you know, despite my ability to use technology, I take my notes during the show on a 3x5 card with a number 2 pencil, and I had to use both sides. Today, I might have needed the 5x7 card, but it doesn't fit under my microphone. I loved People Geek. I had not heard that before. Mm-hmm. I think that I loved
that. I thought that was cute.
I thought they used two terms that are strictly taken from music. They talked about the balance. They, like you said, mm-hmm. gender egalitarianism. It's not just man versus woman. They try to find a balance in all the things that they support. Balance, perfect musical term. LA used the word tone, setting the right tone, another musical mm-hmm. term. And I love this. She said gender is like the water you put in your body. It either purifies you or it's going to toxify you. And I thought that was just
that
spot
was,
on.
Let's clarify that. Let's because we can't go back and edit in this live show. It's culture, not gender.
Culture. Excuse me. Did I say gender? I meant to say culture. I'm looking at the notes, and so I'm reading what I'm instead of saying.
Yeah.
But yes, culture is like the water you put in your body. It either purifies your brand or toxifies your brand. And I thought that was just spot on. Hey, folks, like I said, check them out. We got some pictures of them in the award that they won. I've got a screenshot of their beautiful, elegant website that is right there in the episode page. And plus, you can see the guest that we had on the air. And man, I just love talking to folks that are doing great things. And like I said, I had an experience recently where I walked into a credit union, and man, they need a new bottled water provider. I'm just going to tell you, they've got some major work to do on their brand and what people see when they walk into the headquarters of that credit union. This credit union has no such issue. This sounds like a fired up brand, and I've got no doubt they are just dominating their marketplace in real and present ways. Hey, listen, man, always a great show. Always love talking to folks, and you have a great weekend out there in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, thank you very much, buddy. You too. Have a great week.
Hey, folks, you've been listening to the Power Performance, the show that asked the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? His name is Dr. Troy Hall. My name is Jason Dias. And until next we speak, we'll talk to all of you next week. Take care.
The end of the MFO, folks.